for it was not like him to talk to himself. We entered the laboratory in the attic, and I observed that detestable electrical machine, glowing with a sickly, sinister, violet luminosity. It was connected with a powerful chemical battery, but seemed to be receiving no current, for I recalled that in its experimental stage it had sputtered and purred when in action. In reply to my question, Tillinghast mumbled that this permanent glow was not electrical in any sense that I could understand. He now seated me near the machine, so that it was on my right, and turned a switch somewhere below the crowning cluster of glass bulbs. The usual sputtering began, turned to a whine, and terminated in a drone so soft as to suggest a return to silence. Meanwhile, the luminosity increased, waned again, then assumed a pale outre colour or blend of colours, which I could neither place nor describe. Tillinghast had been watching me and noted my puzzled expression.
"Do you know what that is?"
he whispered.
"That is ultraviolet."
He chuckled oddly at my surprise.
"You thought ultraviolet was invisible, and so it is. But you can see that, and many other invisible things now. Listen to me. The waves from that thing are waking a thousand..."